Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Felipe Alou. Batting fifth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Kline. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Steve Kline. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alou scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alou scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. Steve Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to second. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. Grich moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Kline has Grich trapped. He runs over and tags Grich for the out. Powell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alou fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Klein drops the ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Cuellar moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to third for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Blair moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Wade Blasingame now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Grich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowley is hit by the pitch. Grich moves to third. Powell moves to second. Merv Rettenmund pinch runs for Terry Crowley. Fred Bean now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grich scores. Powell scores. There goes Rettenmund trying to get to third. White throws the ball into Lanier, who tags Rettenmund for the out. Two outs. It's 6-0, Orioles. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Munson moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Grich fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Munson moves to third. Two outs. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Fred Bean. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munson scores. Lanier moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford, who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Lanier scores. Swoboda goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Orioles. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Yankees 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Klimkowski now pitching. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuellar hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mercer. Buford reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive towards short. Michael reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Yankees 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mercer, who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Robinson is walked intentionally. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field. Buford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Buford. Lanier moves to second. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Ron Klimkowski. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Yankees 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuellar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Yankees 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell strikes out. 1 out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Munson strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.